Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We're back from our spring break.
Yes, we are.
Prove, Al, that we're live. See?
Yeah, see, we'd edit that out if we weren't live.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Anything just in one word over vacation? L.A., right?
Yeah, is L.A.
Jenna?
Couch.
Kelly?
Kelly, L.A.
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 Yeah. Al?
Mexico.
There you go.
No, one word. All right, there we go.
That sounds about right. Now, before I went off to L.A. with Kelly for Dish Nation, I had my kids for the weekend.
Okay.
By myself.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of the moments where I realized, man, being a mommy is so hard.
How old are your kids again?
3 and 1.
All right.
So, of course, you've been home alone with them
before,
but just not for
24/7. For 2 days in a row, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
This was a full-on weekend where I woke up with them, did stuff with them all day, put them to bed, woke up with them type stuff.
Okay.
And so when I saw this story, it hit home because I absolutely agree with this. 100%.
After 48 hours being alone with your kids.
Because we usually wait until Mother's Day to talk about how underappreciated moms are.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday was Mother's Day in England, so they put out a new study, and I love studies. According to new research, moms deserve a salary of $253,000 a year for all the unpaid work they do. $253,000, Big Al Mac.
Whoa. All right.
Because moms do average about 119 hours of unpaid work every week for their family.
Okay.
Here are the 10 jobs they do, and they should get paid for. Housekeeper. They clean up around the house, $17 an hour.
Okay.
They're the head chef of the family usually, $25 an hour. They teach the kids mostly everything. Kinsey definitely sits down with my kids and teaches them how to read and write and color, $26 an hour. Psychologist.
Yeah.
Who do you talk to when you're feeling down? Mommy. Chauffeur.
Chauffeur?
Driver.
ESL. ESL, Kelly. ESL.
Drivers.
All right.
Chauffeur. I say chauffeur in Spanish. That's why.
Oh, okay.
$18 an hour. Entertainer, $44 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Personal shopper. Personal trainer. They're also lawyers.
Yeah.
Nanny, $16 an hour.
This is getting ridiculous.
No.
It's just ridiculous.
You don't feel like you're worth that much, Kelly?
Who's going to pay it?
I mean, come on.
Who's going to pay it?
Well, the dad does.
The dad's going to pay mom
$250. It's unpaid. This is what they deserve.
Okay.
This is what they deserve. So they're not going to
come out with this new list every year, and there's always another job added on.
Well, technically, you do it all.
Personal trainer.
Yeah. Oh, God. You don't take the kids out to play?
Yeah, but come on.
Personal trainer.
Seriously?
Yes. I'm going to start a baby boot camp.
I mean, I get it that a stay-at-home mom is gross. I mean, it's undervalued and under no pay.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to say I'm the child's personal trainer. Maybe I'm their recreational director. Add that one in.
They said
the same thing.
I heard somewhere that adults now, 80% of adults did chores, right? But now, like 20% of kids do chores. And they're trying to tie that into, like, we're better than our kids, basically. I mean, we're more responsible.
Because a lot of parents are so helicopter, they do everything for their kids.
Right.
Yeah. And kids now have so many extracurricular activities, they don't have time to do chores.
Like, I knew if I told my mom I wouldn't clean my room enough times in a row and it was such a pigsty that she, at some point,
would clean up the room.
Would probably kind of clean it up.
Oh, they will.
Yeah. It's all just the waiting game.
No,
I was like,
what
bothers you more than bothers me? I live in this little pigsty.
Yeah. I was like, just keep my door closed, Mom. You won't see it.
Well, I also love surveys, JC. Surveys and studies and lists. I love them all.
I'm not a big fan of surveys. I like studies.
Let me guess. Kelly's list is about how you know you're in love.
No, I already did that one last week.
Oh, Kelly.
I did that one last week.
Oh, Kelly. Giddy Kelly
is
annoying.
You know, there's a wedding site called The Knot.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly,
hold on.
Do not tell,
I forgot this isn't attached.
Do not tell your boyfriend about this study.
What?
Oh, Kelly,
no,
I mean, Al,
this has
he's
nothing
fine
to do with me. This is for people, you know, we're heading into wedding season. And, you know, if you're getting married, you're probably really curious about things that have to do with weddings.
But why are you looking up?
Because I just,
stuff?
You know, it made the news caught my attention.
Before we know it, Kelly's going to be reading Bridal Magazine.
Let me see your finger. Let me see your finger. Okay.
Nothing.
She's going to send invitations before they're engaged.
Today is our 4-week anniversary.
Oh, my.
My gosh.
You need us to save the date, Kelly.
Al, who is the one person that makes fun of me the most for celebrating dumb anniversaries?
Oh, Oh, come on. That's a joke. But it is really funny.
No, it's not.
All right. So The Knot did a survey. They asked nearly 16,000 brides and grooms over the past year.
Yeah.
You know, just the things associated, the costs associated with weddings. And this is interesting. They said on average, and I don't know how much you spent, JC, but I remember how much I spent. They said on average, couples spent $31,213 in 2014 on their wedding day. You know what? That's about ballpark for me. But I had 400 guests. I didn't do a sit-down dinner. Yeah.
I did dollar store wedding, basically.
Right. Did your parents foot?
No, my parents, and I'll have a breakdown of that, too. My parents bought me my wedding cake. Because, you know, I am of the belief if you can't afford to get married.
Don't get married.
You have what you can afford to do.
Yeah.
I don't understand this old mentality of having your parents pay for everything.
Right.
That's a very antiquated mentality,
right.
But that's still tradition for a lot of people. Anyway, even though most couples, they said they trim their guest lists because they're trying to cut costs where they can. They said the average wedding has now 136 guests, and I have 400.
Well,
couples are spending as much as possible on the reception. They want to have a big party. They know people are coming in from out of town. They want to show them a great time. So they're spending the most money on the reception.
Okay.
So the most expensive place to get married, Manhattan. The average wedding topped $76,000. The cheapest in Utah, or Utah, as JC likes to pronounce
Utah.
It.
It's not fun to make fun of the ESL guy, by the way.
JC said Utah earlier today.
Utah.
Talk to your shofar.
Because in Spanish, I said
talk to your shofar.
So anyway, just over $15,000 to get married in Utah. And who pays for what? Like you just said, Al.
Yeah.
They said, according to this survey, this is just the Knot couples, they asked, only 14% of couples pay for the entire wedding themselves. But the bride's parents typically contribute 43% towards the total wedding bill. The bride and groom contribute 43%.
Uh-huh.
The groom's parents, 12% of the total wedding budget. And they said others account for the remaining 2%. You know, people give gifts some money.
Mm-hmm.
You break down the average cost. The average engagement ring right now, $5,855. $5,855 for the average engagement ring.
Wow. Al, you better get yours soon.
The wedding venue average cost, $14,000 just for the venue. The wedding planner, $1,973. The dress, $1,357. Mine was $400. I thought that was pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
$1,357. The flowers, $2,141.
$2,141 for flowers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Flowers are so ridiculously expensive.
And they die within like 3 days.
Well, they're dead when they put them in.
Yeah, but the girls, I mean, even me, I don't want a wedding. If I had one, I'd want a lot of flowers. Flowers make it.
They make it. It's
every girl loves
they
it.
Have
the photographer, $2,500. The reception band, $3,500, close to $3,600 for
fake
the band.
Flowers, and you get to keep them forever.
No, where are you going to keep all those flowers? Those fake ones.
In the closet.
For what?
Bust them out.
For what reason?
For spring when you want to
bust
out flowers.
We were so mad. My friend did my flowers for my wedding, or else I would have paid way more for my wedding. We said I do, walked out, and by the time we came back to take pictures, the florist was removing all the flowers
because
there was another wedding, and we were like, bring them back in. We made him bring the flowers back in for us to take pictures in front of.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
Yeah, you should.
What kind of wedding are you thinking about having next, Kelly?
It's going to be something small.
I'm telling you. We're sitting in L.A. We're having lunch. Kelly and I are having lunch, and I see that she's just staring off. And I'm like, what's wrong, Kelly? And she goes, today's my 3.5 week anniversary with Jennifer.
It's a joke. It's a joke.
No, you were not.
I'm joking. I do not celebrate 3.5 weeks.
It's my 3.5 weeks.
That is such a joke.
I wish I could be with him.
Well, you know, I was joking.
It's half serious, half joke. I know.
So
I know.
Right
but it's
now.
Just funny that Kelly ridicules the girls.
I know.
Say,
it's until like, you're in it, you're like, you're mad at people who are in love. You're mad at people who are happy and meh. And then you're in it, you're like, yay!
Al, 3.5 week celebration.
I was not.
Kelly
JC.
Got a piece of cake with a candle
I
on it.
I did not. He is lying. Now he's really lying.
She had an individual celebration.
Oh, yeah.
No.
We had to sing her happy anniversary.
No,
I got the whole staff
didn't.
Coming out.
He's lying.
Oh,
I don't even care.
I don't even care
that you're making fun of me.
It's so funny. Okay.
3.5 weeks.
If you go to church, okay, when they do the offering, you have like a building repair fund. You have like
the missions fund.
Yeah. You might have a church bus fund.
So you always know. I thought it was just like a bowl that you did
your tithe. But you can earmark. Like you give your tithe and that goes, you know, just the regular. But then your offerings above that, you can specify where you want that money to go.
Yeah, or sometimes they might have some church, especially some black churches, they might have a special offering, right? They've done their offering. I've been to church sometimes and there's two or three trips to the plate. And this one's for something.
That's like a baseball game. You get two or three trips to the plate.
Can you make change in the plate?
Al has.
I've done that before because all I had was a 50. Anyway.
Do you ever make more money when you get your change?
No.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, there's a brother by the name of Creflo Dollar.
Creflo Dollar?
Sorry. The Reverend Creflo Dollar.
A reverend, his last name's Dollar.
Yeah. And he spreads the word. He doesn't just spread the word locally. He spreads the word all over the world.
Oh, is it TV Church?
TV Church, yes. So he was on his plane about a year or so ago, and his plane had an engine failure. So he landed safely. Nobody was hurt or anything.
Oh, good.
But Creflo, he don't want to get back on that plane. Creflo needs a new plane. He needs a G6. So Creflo is...
So you're talking about it private.
Oh, yes.
The Reverend has a private plane.
The Reverend has a private plane.
What's wrong with commercial?
And he is asking his congregation to fund his $65 million Gulfstream G6. He needs...
$65 million?
Kelly? $65 million.
That's like a commercial... That's the price of... That's more than a commercial plane would cost, isn't it?
Probably not. Probably.
I get
know.
A Boeing.
Yes, it's a Gulfstream G650.
So he's asking for 200,000 people to give him $300 each.
Yeah, I'll get on that.
So that he can spread the word all over the world. Yes,
he said,
spread the word.
Jesus wants me to have this jet.
Oh my God!
This is in addition to him and his wife owning
the mansion.
Two Rolls Royces and multiple multi-million dollar homes. They just sold an apartment in New York for $3.75 million.
I'm sorry, Jesus didn't live like that.
And the Reverend has. I thought that was the whole
Jesus
point.
Jesus walked.
I thought it was just like the clothes on your back and shoes if you have them. He was Jesus crocodile
walked.
Shoes.
Jesus was not in a Rolls Royce dragging the cross. Jesus walked with that cross on his back.
He's got a estimated net worth of $27 million. I can't hate on a man for being...
No, you can't hate somebody to be rich, but how they get rich, you can hate on that.
If you want to help him, what's the GoFundMe? No.
Yeah.
Did he not take that down?
I think the plea was taken down because he's getting so much crap.
Well, do you think? $65 million plane.
The nicer the jet, the closer to God.
I know.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
So, the last week, Kelly and I... spent time in L.A.
You're on your radio vacation, but you're still working for our TV show, Dish Nation.
Yeah. They asked us to come out and help out with the L.A. team, and we said yes.
Okay.
So we were out there for the week. I would say it got off to a rocky start, even though we had Giddy Kelly on board.
Yeah, we got off the plane, and J.C. wasn't feeling well. I had a horrible cold. Flying with a head cold and all that.
That
so we
we were not feeling right.
Weren't feeling well.
Our first stop was, we went and grabbed food, but our first real stop was to go to the store to buy some medicine, some water, some food, to get ready for the week.
Sick in the hotel, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I would literally, that first day there, we got there on a Sunday. I went to the room and slept from 3 to 8. Wow. I was just sick, and then, the snot, and your head's congested after flying. It was a mess, and J.C. wasn't feeling good.
Yeah.
And
it was one of those, like, oh, man, and we got to work tomorrow. What if we don't feel well? So we stocked up the medicine.
And just crashed.
So we go to the store, and I already have an issue doing the self-checkout.
Yeah, it's self-checkout.
It's daunting. It's just... I don't know how to do that job, and it gives you instructions, and then you follow the instructions, and then the machine says you didn't do that, so then you get flustered.
Yeah, because you are doing it. You're doing exactly what it says, and it says, please remove the bag. There is no bag.
I didn't put a dang bag.
So he's at one self-serve, and I'm right beside him at the second self-serve checkout, right?
And so I did something wrong to where my machine says... Getting a store manager, getting an assistant.
Uh-oh.
That's how bad I screwed
it up. Even the machine is racially profiled.
Right. It's like, we got a Mexican on self-checkout. Please, can we go help him, please?
But you weren't buying anything embarrassing?
No. It was
just medicine and drinks.
Medicine and water, some beef jerky, the regular.
Okay.
And so as the manager's coming up, and I expect the manager to perhaps,
assist you.
Shield us and assist us from any harm.
Shield you from harm?
What? Oh, yeah, Al.
What's the machine going to do?
As the gentleman approaches me and he starts working on my machine, I get a tap on the back from a lady.
Uh-huh.
And I turn around, and she goes, hey. And I said, hi. Uh-huh. And I'm thinking, we just got recognized from Dish Nation. Yeah. Dish Nation. And so I'm like, where do you want me to sign? No, I'm just kidding.
But you really did think that at first.
Yeah,
you know?
At first. And it's cool because we're in a different city, and it's exciting when you get recognized from a TV show. So I turned around expecting for that, and she goes, "Look, I'm homeless." And I said, "Why are you in the store and tapping me on the shoulder then?" When the manager is standing next to me.
The manager's standing right there.
So before I answer, I just kindly look at the manager, because surely that's not allowed in the store.
Right.
Because it's awkward. I'm sitting there.
In the store.
Yeah, she's going to ask for money or something.
She's asking for money, so he doesn't say anything. He just stares at me and stares at her and continues on his thing. And I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to take care of this myself. So I say, I don't have any cash on me. I am so sorry. And she goes, "Well, why don't you just get some cash advance?"
Oh, now she's going to tell you how to get cash.
Yeah. I was like, well played.
She obviously does this a lot.
Well played.
It's fine. You got a card, go to the ATM.
ATM's right there.
When you check out there, you can get cash back.
Oh, okay.
She goes, "Why don't you just do cash back?" And I'm like, okay. I'm like,
touche.
You know what? I'm feeling good. I'm in L.A. Fine, I'll give you $5. Mm-hmm. Expecting the manager to still go, "Actually, no, you shouldn't be doing this in my store." But no, he remained quiet. And so I go and start doing my checkout.
She keeps
talking to me.
You give her the $5.
And what's she telling you
at this point?
So she's telling me, "Look, I'm homeless. I don't sell my body. I don't do drugs."
Well, good for her.
And I'm thinking,
you're out the pole. You know, just because you're homeless, you don't have to get on the pole.
And she says, "I don't drink." And at the same time, I can smell the alcohol in her breath. So it's
so she's trying to convince you she's a good homeless person.
Right. And I'm like, "Look, I already told you I'm going to give you the money. It's fine. I understand. You don't need to tell me these things."
Yeah.
And I say, "Look, how about this? Why don't I just buy you food? That way we take care of
all
this."
That's my approach. I like doing that. Here, so, I'll buy dog food and you food. Yeah.
So I say, "Why don't you go pick out some food and I'll buy it for you? That way, boom, we knock it out."
Okay.
And that way I don't have to get cash out. It's weird. I don't like getting cash back. And she goes, "No, I don't want food. I don't want food. I really just want to get a room tonight, and I need $65.
Oh, she's saving up. Okay.
So I said, "Okay."
$65?
Yeah. For a room. Yeah.
Like, it's L.A. What's she saying? It's L.A. Homeless people.
The homeless shelter is $65 in L.A.?
The Beverly Hilton was down the street, Alan.
That's like $5 everywhere else.
So as I say this, I'm like, okay, that's weird. That's fine. And she moves on to Kelly.
Yeah. Yay.
Oh.
Because Kelly's sitting there over there smiling like, "Oh, I got out of this. I got out of this awkward."
So she comes up to me. And she starts in with, "Hey, I'm homeless. You know, I don't sell my body." The same routine with JC.
She said,
"And I love white people. Black people never help." She was a black lady. She goes, "And black people never help me. They won't help me, but I love white people. This really nice white lady just gave me $20. So I'm like, "Oh, Lord," you know. So I'm
now
like,
"You got to do it."
And
for
I'm
white.
I'm standing there, and I'm like, "I got to stick up for all. You know, I got to be nice, like all.
You got to be the best white.
You got to represent the white folks."
So I start getting my money out, and she's like, "God bless you. God bless you." And then while she's waiting for JC, I forget what all she said, but she said, "Is this your son?"
Oh, Al, as my cashback is coming out, I hear, "Is this your son?" And I'm like, "Is she?"
And I said, "What? Are you kidding me?" And she's like, "Oh, now you're going to get ghetto." I said, "Me? Ghetto?" She goes, "Where are you from? You from Alabama?" I said, "No, I'm from South Carolina." "Oh, she's going to get ghetto on me now."
Al, I am opening up my popcorn and I'm sitting down. It's turning into a showdown.
Right, right.
I just hand her $20. God bless you. God bless you. Because I want to be like the other white people that help her.
Because
you already gave
people.
Her money.
I already gave her $20. And now she's like, "You ghetto." I'm like, "You're kidding me." I said,
"But get your money back."
I would take it back.
And then I said, "Well, how long have you been home?" And she says, 5 years. We're living in the car. Uh-huh. And I said, "Well, you know, if you're in California 5 years, if it's not working out for you here, why don't you go somewhere else, like to another state?" She goes, "And lose my benefits?"
She's got a point.
Yeah.
Pick a less expensive place to live, but the weather's great.
So then JC puts it, while I'm finishing up with her, she's just like insulting me left and right, laughing about it, calling me ghetto. JC gets his money out of he got a 10. He thought he'd get 2 fives, but the thing gave him, he was going to give her 5 and keep 5.
And I'm very frugal with my money, I work for it.
Oh, you need to represent the Mexicans,
And so it comes out, and I look at the manager, still expecting a little help. And I say, "Sir, do you have change for this 10 for this person that's panhandling inside your store?" And he goes, "Nope." Looks at me and walks away.
Man, were they in it together?
I don't know, Jenna.
I guess they don't care.
And then she goes, "Well, you could just bless me with that 10.
Well, sure you can.
And I said, "No." But since I can't get change.
Did you?
You trying to get all ghetto?
Kelly goes, We've been very blessed in our lives.
I said we've been very blessed, Jason.
Again, Kelly's very giddy because she's in a new relationship, so everything's fine.
Well, I'm sitting there, and here's the thing. And then I went on, you know, and we gave her the money and we left. And I'm like, I was making a joke on Facebook.
You guys got burned.
Yeah, we got burned. We got scammed. So on Facebook, I just made a joke. I said, a homeless lady just asked if JC was my son. I gave her $20 to go away. It was a joke. People were blasting me on Facebook about how I disregard the homeless. I sat there and talked to her for what?
Yeah.
Like 10 minutes. Mm. I was asking her, I was like, well, why don't you, is there a program you can get on? I was like, so I made a joke on Facebook and now you have lost my respect. I will never listen to your show again. I'm like, God, people, you don't even know. She was insulting me and I'm still giving her $20.
You gave her money because, and you know, therapy.
After you did that, did you give her Jenna's famous line?
Joke's on you, homeless man. No food in that trash can for you.
Yeah,
oh, but that's me saying it. So now people think that's me saying it. I was copying Jenna.
No, I heard you saying it, Kelly.
I don't remember that.
But we moved on from that.
That's the highlight of all.
I mean, I don't want people to think we're horrible. We're making fun. This lady was rude, and she was scamming us, obviously.
It was an awkward encounter.
And that's where my line came from back then. He was so rude to me, calling me the C word, which is awful. That's why I was so mad.
It was just an awkward encounter.
Yeah. And JC later, like, there was a homeless man in the street, and JC shared his dinner with him and sat down and talked to the guy who was a former stand-up comedian who got hooked on meds and just lives on. And there are so many homeless people in L.A. It is astonishing. They're just light. They just lay in front of storefronts and on the sidewalk at night. It's sad.
And I could tell, like, he was funny because, you know, the way you talk to people and you hear their delivery, and he's like, oh, this guy seems like he was a funny dude. And I had some extra chips. I'm like, you want them? And he said, yeah.
You guys just go on a homeless door?
They're everywhere. Yeah. They're everywhere. You can't.
And he asked me to sit down and eat it with him. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to turn it down. And he asked me nicely. And he was a stand-up comedian. He toured for a little while.
Really?
And then just things went wrong for him. And he lives on the street now.
Got hooked on meds.
Yeah, wow. He got painkillers. But Kelly and I did get into our competition that we normally do when we go to L.A. Mm-hmm. You know,
which
everybody,
is?
Celebrity sightseeing, Al.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, who can spot the most celebrities?
I'm usually very good at this.
Kelly can not only spot the celebrity, she can spot the celebrity's kids, the celebrity's spouse, the celebrity's housekeeper, you know.
Yeah, I always have good L.A. luck.
I got lucky with the first celebrity sighting because as we were walking up to a restaurant, this Range Rover pulls up right by us, and I look to my left, and I'm like, that's Frankie.
Who?
Frankie. Frankie Grande?
Ariana Grande's brother, Frankie.
Come on.
He was Ariana Grande's brother.
He was on Big Brother.
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't know who he was.
He had the cool hair, Frankie Grande. He's everywhere.
So I let JC have that one.
Yeah.
Because I saw the guy, but I'm like, I don't know who that is. So that doesn't matter.
So
it doesn't count.
Okay, that's half a point.
I'm one up.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, okay, that's
I'm one up.
I'd give you half
then
for that.
Then not even 20 minutes go by. Kelly and I are eating in this bakery/candy store.
It's called Toast. Yeah. So we come up, and they say there's going to be like a 20 to 30 minute wait. So it's an outdoor cafe, so we go stand under some shade. And this guy comes up to JC and says, hey, man, what you doing here? He recognizes from Dish Nation, and we got a table like that.
So he's up. Yeah, so that guy's up 2-1.
And that's the hard place
he wasn't a celebrity. But he knew you were.
So he's up 2-1.
Yeah,
he's
right.
So you're still at half a point.
We're sitting down, and I look to my left at the register, and who do I see but Ashley Parker Angel's ex-wife? I don't know her name, but it was her.
Let me ask you a question, JC. Wow. Does she have Angel tattooed on the back of her neck?
I couldn't tell. I didn't get it.
Because I, like, 3 days later, I was at the Barnes & Noble, and there was a woman in front of me, and it looked like the same woman, and she had her hair up and had Angel on the back of her neck. I said, I think I've just seen Ashley Parker, Angel's ex-wife, again.
Oh, you can't steal my thunder with that one.
Well, I mean, you still get her, but okay, I think I saw her.
Did y'all see any actual celebrities?
Yeah, we're getting there.
Sure.
Keep going.
I mean, the wives and brothers are great and everything.
Fast forward to Monday afternoon.
Okay.
When I took a little stroll down the street to this weird gym that they had,
mm-hmm.
where I start working out.
Where all the men work out in yoga pants.
Yeah, the yoga pants place.
A lot of Lululemon up there.
Where I end up working out right next to Kerr Smith, sir.
Kerr Smith.
He didn't realize that. He just knew he was the gay guy from Dawson's Creek. And then people had to fill him in Kerr Smith.
Yeah. Joey's brother,
somebody's gay brother on Dawson's Creek.
I don't quite remember exactly whose brother, but he was a brother.
So at this point, JC's up 3-0.
Oh,
you're in school, Kelly.
You can't come back from that lead.
You get in school,
you
Kelly.
Can't come back.
All right.
And so then our bosses take us to lunch.
Mm-hmm. And I see one of our really good friends, Big Al,
who?
Josh Henderson.
Oh, really? From Dallas.
Was he not gorgeous?
Yeah.
He was looking so good. He played young J.R. on Dallas. He was J.R. Ewing's son.
He used to date Ashley Simpson way back in the day.
He looked better in person than he's... Oh, my God, he was so hot. So J.C. sees him, and then I see him.
Yeah.
But J.C.'s going to text him to see if he... I'm like, I'm going to go say hi. So I got it and went over there, and he talked to me for the longest time. So I claim him.
Okay.
Because I actually talked to him.
You can have Josh.
I can have Josh Henderson.
Yeah, all right.
I was like, done. I'm happy.
So Kelly's finally on the board.
I'm still waiting for like a...
Josh Henderson's huge.
Oh, I'm sorry. You want A-list?
I'll give you that one.
I got A-list right here. So I get bored one day, and I go walking, because Kelly had this appearance at OWN, even though...
I had to go to the OWN Network. I did not see Oprah.
No.
We were interviewing these guys from Too Fat to Fly. It's a show that she has on the OWN Network.
So I got bored, and I just start walking around L.A. just because I was bored.
Looking for homeless people.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just looking for homeless people. Right. Plus, my identity got stolen, so I had no money, so I just could walk.
He got his identity stolen, and all of his credit cards were canceled in L.A.
So
it's probably that lady.
So I had nothing. Yeah. I had nothing to do.
Yes. That happens when we go.
I had nothing. They had to shut everything down. I'm like, well, I guess I'll just walk.
Okay.
I can't go eat. I can't go shopping.
He wouldn't take money from me. I'm like, JC, let me give you a couple hundred bucks. He's like, no.
Mm-mm. I had to live the life, Al. So I'm walking around, and I get by this cupcake shop, and there's this dude standing outside, heavily tatted dude with one of those fedora hats, and he's on his phone. And I realize, oh, my, that's Joel Madden, married to Nicole Richie.
Okay, gotcha, right.
We know Joel.
Him. He's been here.
He's really good friends with Kid Craddock.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
So as I'm approaching him, he's on his phone. I'm thinking, oh, I can't really butt in while he's on the phone. I gotta get an in. So, and this is where I made an ass out of myself. I'm getting closer, and he looks up, and we lock eyes. And I'm like, oh, that's my in right there. Perfect. So I awkwardly walk up to him with my hand out, and he has no hands to stick out, so he just nods at me. So I put my hand back in my pocket.
He left you hanging.
Rejected.
Yeah. He has no idea who I am.
He's not talking on his phone with two hands, so...
He has...
Phone in one hand,
in one pocket. JC approaches with hand out. He nods.
He left your hand.
I go,
okay, so he doesn't recognize you, clearly.
And I go, Kid Craddock Morning Show. Literally like that. Just because I felt so weird that no handshake took place. And he goes, he puts the phone down. He goes, oh, cool, man. And I'm still standing there because I don't know how to end this now. So I'm just kind of standing there thinking he might hang up, and he's not hanging up. So I'm like...
He left you hanging. He's going to leave you standing as well.
So I'm like, well, I'm here for the week.
Oh, my gosh.
And he nods again. And I go, all right, see you later.
You're turning red talking about it now.
Oh, Kelly, I felt like the biggest idiot.
So you actually had a conversation with Josh.
Yeah, a long one.
Well, you had a conversation.
I had a conversation with Joel.
Kinda.
Maybe he was talking with the wifey. I don't know.
A conversation.
Okay, so I think we're like at a tie.
Yeah.
Your conversation with the homeless lady was longer than your conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Al, it was the worst.
All right.
And then we go to the airport when we're leaving. Mm-hmm. And who do I see with those huge, weird hats that are...
That huge brimmed hat that he started wearing all the time.
Cody Simpson, Australia, mate.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say
he was with his entourage. They were high-fiving, laughing. They were going through the line up there.
All right.
So now I'm, what is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-1 against Kelly. So I'm thinking I got it locked in. And then we get on the plane.
Mm-hmm.
And Al, you're going to love this one. Because you might want to pay for him to come to your bar.
I didn't know who it was.
All right.
Growing up, I looked up to this band so much.
You looked up to this band?
Well, probably sure enough because they talk a lot about weed.
Yeah.
But they're really popular.
It's all about weed.
Cypress Hill. I look behind Kelly Raspberry because I'm checking out where she's sitting, and I'm like, oh, my God. That is Be Real sitting right behind you. And I'm texting
Kelly. So JC starts texting me. I'm like, what do you want me to do? I can't turn around.
I'm like, do you want to switch seats? Like, can you get the intel? Is he coming to town? Can we hang out with him?
He's traveling with like 4 or 5 men. They were all getting situated. And apparently his road manager, somebody was sitting next to me. And I told JC, I said, I'll try to strike up a conversation with the road manager. And he was very pleasant, but he didn't want to talk to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, oh, so you're all traveling? All of you are traveling together? He's like, yeah, we're going to us. And he offered it. He's like, yeah, we're going to Santiago, Chile. He's like, it's really hot there right now. I said, yeah, we're heading back to Dallas. That's our final destination. End of conversation.
That was it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, maybe they're just not into talking. So I ended up, I get nervous around like people I used to look up to when I was a kid. I don't know what it is. It just brings me back to being 10 years old and not being able to get a word out. So I said, I'm not going to talk to him. And Kelly's like, no, go talk to him. You know, Giddy Kelly's all about it.
Well, then you texted me. We're trying to figure out a way to start conversation. So JC says, hey, Kelly.
What?
When we go to Saturday Night Live, The Rock is hosting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah. Yeah, so I started. So the guy next to me, I was like, "Oh, that's." I was trying to help JC. I was trying to start. I was like, "Oh, I'm so excited! We're going to see The Rock when we go to Saturday Night Live. I wanted to see David Letterman, but he's not filming that week." He's like, "That's great.
Nothing
done."
Oh,
so that was interested. So we get.
You should let your rolling papers run out and hit the floor. Yeah, or something. Right. You know, that would strike up a conversation with him.
So we land, and I try to be a gentleman because Kelly had to go to the bathroom. So I said, "Kelly, I will wait for you outside the bathroom."
He was being a gentleman because they were coming on the off the plane after me, and he wanted an excuse to stand there.
Or that. It was maybe a little mixture. And so I'm standing outside the bathroom. Kelly's in there, and I see them get off the plane, and they make that turn, and they're coming right at me.
All right.
And I'm like, all right, here we go.
I'm
doing the Joel Madden decision. If he makes eye contact, I'm going in. And he's walking by, and he has his head down, headphones. He's wearing a hat. Low, you know, that's how B-Real wears it.
Yeah, because so many people were recognizing
him. They were.
Please.
And he looks up, and we make
If anybody was recognizing him, it's because they thought he was Joey Fatone.
No, he does not look like Joey Fatone.
Yes, he does look like Joey Fatone. They're long lost, separated at birth, identical twins.
Not even close.
All right.
And so he looks up, and we make eye contact, and I'm like, hey, B-Real. And he goes, what's up, man? Shakes my hand.
Boom.
And he goes, you're from the Craddock Show.
Boom!
And I'm like, and as this is happening, Kelly walks out. And I'm like, yes, I was really nervous to say hi to you, but pleasure meeting you. And his buddy sees Kelly, and he goes, yeah, we love you guys on Dish Nation.
Really? All right.
So, because they recognize Kelly every single time. Every time Kelly gets recognized.
It's Kelly Raspberry.
So be real.
Knows Kelly Raspberry.
Yeah, we're friends.
I think Kelly gets that celebrity right there.
No, he's...
Kelly didn't know who he was.
I don't know who
but they
was.
Know who Kelly was.
And
they're not my heroes.
Everybody knows Kelly, especially when she's doing the weather on the LA news.
Oh, so Dish Nation had us go out and do like the afternoon entertainment report for the local Fox affiliate
That's
there.
Fun.
Yeah.
And it was really cool because one of the anchors there, he's from Columbia, South Carolina, and I'm from Florence, South Carolina. So we had that little connection. And right before we go on, they're doing a live shot, and this man walks up and grabs a mic and says the most horribly vulgar thing you can imagine on live TV.
It's been going around on YouTube. It's the guy with the beard, and he has a hoodie, and he basically
very bad.
Sabotages all the newscasts.
And so they cut away and came to us, and we're like, oh, my God, we got to follow that? So we came out of that, and we just, you know, got through the celebrity news. And as we're leaving, the weatherman is on break, so they had the female anchor go over there, and she goes, Kelly, come over here and do weather with me.
Just
like, yeah, on the spot. I'm like,
well, you've done weather.
But out.
It's been 20-something years.
She didn't even get to look at it. No practice. Nothing. She just gets up there.
I just walked up.
Let's take a listen to Kelly Raspberry.
See it. We have it on Kid TV, and I think I linked it on my Facebook. I don't know.
On Fox 11 News.
Let me hear it.
Well, Pablo has the night off. So we roped Kelly Raspberry into doing the weather for us. But you actually did weather on the weekend.
Back about 22 years ago in Florence, South Carolina, I pointed at a map.
Same thing here in SoCal. Look, we got Santa Monica behind us. This is a live picture now.
Gorgeous
day out there.
Oh, wait.
You go.
See, now I'm not
it's
used
backwards.
To the, okay, everything's backward. It's been a long time.
Oh, it's like riding a bike. You got it. No problem. Here's a look at our temperatures right now, Kelly.
Well, in Palmdale, it's a nice 75, but look how hot it is in Bakersfield, 86 degrees. Is that seasonable for this time of year? A little warmer
it's
than
a
average?
Little warmer than average.
Yeah, down along Santa Ana, only 78 degrees.
Changes.
Oh, but looking ahead to tonight, we should be down about 58 degrees around 10 o'clock tonight, right as you're turning in for bed. But when you wake up in the morning, 59 degrees, a nice cool start. But we'll be warming up to 73 degrees by tomorrow afternoon.
Job.
You are a pro.
Man,
nice
that was nerve-wracking.
We got
she's not done yet.
A low-pressure system moving in. It's bringing a lot of clouds.
Am I blocking the weather system?
You're right where everyone wants
I'm
to
like,
see
there's
you.
Something hot.
You're
what is
blocking
that?
California.
Oh, ow.
There you go. It's the sun. Hazy sunshine. Also, here's the deal. We're going to get a little bit of rain tomorrow, maybe like a 20% chance of showers, probably in our mountain areas. Nothing to really worry about, but we got stuff coming up this weekend. It's going to be nice and toasty. You better stick around. Don't go back to Dallas yet. It's going to be like in the 90s.
Right. We've had like snow in Dallas. It's been random.
I know. Get rid of your scarf. There's your weather. We'll send it back to you, Bob.
I love the southern accent. That was great.
Yeah. Well done, very Kelly Raspberry.
Nice.
I was blocking the weather system.
You were.
You blocked the entire sun.
I did.
Well done. By the way, I did have an oopsies with the Dish Nation people, with the Fox people, because that thing went down with the bad word on the news. Mm. And so our executive producer sent out an email saying, good job to Kelly for doing the weather. JC did stuff there, too. And so I thought I was, you know, I hit reply and I just said the line from the newscast.
The most vulgar thing you could ever say.
Yeah, I can't even say it. And apparently I hit reply all. and all the Fox
all the executives
are on there.
Saw it.
Oh no!
So I got the dreaded, oh JC, that was probably not a reply to all type situation, and so I apologize for that. So if we're not on Dish Nation, it's my fault.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
Now, when we go on vacation, if you want to find Big Al Mac, just take a flight down to Playa del Carmen in Mexico.
That is usually my vacation destination. Before I bought a bar down there 7 years ago, well, it'll be 7 years Memorial Day, I used to try and go to different places, you know, yeah. And I would take a lot of trips by myself, or maybe take a girl, and I would go to Brazil, or I would go to Jamaica, or wherever. But now that I own a bar there, anytime I get down there so seldom, anytime I get a vacation, I want to go there. I just feel like I need to be there for...
So you basically go down there to work and yeah. Make sure it's running, right? Anything yeah. crazy happen this time?
And the trip itself was pretty non-eventful. Getting there was probably the headache, the
Why?
Most frustrating part. Not for me, but for my girlfriend, because she left on Thursday. Did I tell this on the air on Friday?
I don't know if you told it on the air or off the air. She forgot her passport or something,
right? I'm driving her to the airport on Thursday. Now, she's got four destinations. She's flying to Fort Lauderdale. She's going to Akron, Ohio. She's going to Miami to visit her parents.
Uh-huh.
And then she's flying to Cancun, and we're going to meet in Playa.
And she's doing all this because...
Dr. Girlfriend!
...is looking for a job.
She's got job interviews in Fort Lauderdale and Akron. So she's got to take cold stuff, and she's got to take bikini stuff. She's packing all this stuff. We're pulling into the airport, and she goes, oh, my gosh. And I can't really tell you what she said because it's illegal to say what she said on the radio. I said, what's wrong? She goes, I forgot my passport.
Oh, no.
Now, it's Thursday, so I'm thinking, okay, not a big deal. I can go to your house, find your passport, and FedEx it to you.
Yeah.
So I did. I said, calm down. She's nervous. She calmed down. I get to her house. I go to FedEx. I overnight it. The earliest it can be delivered, 8:30. It cost $105. But my thinking was, just in case it doesn't make 8:30, it might make 10 or 11 or whatever. I'm just kind of interested. Yes, $105.
But she got it?
It was not delivered on Friday, period, because of weather, because of...
But is that okay? I get things
So you should
happen,
get your money back.
But you should be reimbursed at least
partially.
I would think so.
I need to call him. That's on my list of things to do. It not only didn't get delivered Friday, I'm tracking it, right? You got the tracking number?
Yeah.
It says still in Dallas. Up until the close of business Friday. I'm calling, all this stuff, and now she's getting nervous. Mm. Do they have Saturday delivery? No. Okay, now...
See, that's just not... They have, if they have a weather incident, then they have to make an exception to Saturday and Sunday deliveries.
And so that's what I'm asking. Okay, can we pick it up Saturday? Possibly. The place is open until 3. Okay, we call Saturday morning. Still, the package is still in Dallas. It's still in Dallas up until 5 minutes before the office closes in Miami. Oh, guess what? The package is here. Great, but the office closes in 5 minutes, so she can't pick it up. So now it's Sunday. There's nothing you can do on Sunday. Her flight is at 7 o'clock on Monday, so it's like a.m. Monday morning.
So how'd she fix it?
She had to change the flight. That's the whole thing. She had to pay to change the flight, pay $100, get the passport. She finally got there.
Other than that, everything went well?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it was like, you know, it's just an inconvenience, if nothing else.
You didn't get in trouble for anything?
You know what? I did pretty good this time, J.C., I didn't do anything stupid.
My little boy's growing up.
Unusually stupid. I didn't say anything unusually embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was good. The bar
Boring
is good.
Boring for us, it's, but good for you.
It's always fun when we go on vacation because we're like, is Al going to come back single or is he still in a relationship?
Yeah. And she, you know, she occasionally has these meltdowns because she's thinking about, you know, a year from now when she possibly may have to leave the city and what, you know.
Uh-huh.
But
you guys cry together?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, we're avoiding the elephant in the room. We try not to talk. That's probably not the smartest thing to do.
Yeah.
But we kind of think about, I can just see her staring into space sometime. I'm like, what are you thinking about?
My new boyfriend when I move.
But anyway, it was a good trip. What about you, Jenna? What'd you do?
Well, how funny that one of us came back from vacation single.
Uh-oh. We had a moment Uh-oh. In time where Uh-oh. We all had significant others, and what happened?
It lasted about a day.
I know, and we were all so excited. We were like all in a tizzy about it. Like, we're going to be able to go on quadruple dates, and everyone in the relationship for the first time since we've been together is going to be
at the same time.
Everyone on the show is going to be in a relationship. And, well, I didn't even tell you guys, but I kind of ended my sort of relationship go round.
Jenny,
before. before spring break. Terrible idea.
Why?
Because then you end up doing a staycation with a lot of time. A lot of time to think about, wow, how different my vacation might have been.
What had y'all
Well, Jenna planned? Had planned that big, you did that presentation for look, for the spring
look,
break vacation.
A combination vacation. Of things. Yeah, I hate, like, abusing this platform that we have in this job to, like, air out my dirty relationship laundry, but whole point is it's just
not
it's
working.
Just, I think it's just finally door closed totally over. It's just not working. Yeah, we were going to go on spring break, and then it never amounted to anything, and that was just kind of it for me.
This is it? Like, no more?
Yeah, yeah.
You just learned that when people are in a relationship, you make effort, and sometimes it's not convenient.
Look, but you haven't done what Kelly says you're supposed to do when you're in one of those ruts. What do you say? You got to get married.
You gotta get married to get divorced.
They're not at that
you know
stage
what?
Yet. I was like, what do I say? I
how do you forget about? Your...
You know, I feel like it's one of those, I'm not normally one to go back and break up and go back again.
Yeah.
But for me, this was that. For a cynical girl like myself, this was has always been for years of my life one of those like love I didn't think existed kind of feelings. So that's a hard thing to totally let go of.
But you seem okay.
When you get a... It's weird. I feel like sometimes you just have to hit your expiration point with something. And
want to date Jenna? Call us. 800-KID-LIFE.
Caller number 5, by the way.
800-543-3548.
5? You got to make them work for it.
Okay, caller 13.
All right. Yeah, I'm ready.
And 17.
I know.
And 19. All the prime numbers. You can date Jenna.
I'm ready. I'm just ready. I'm gonna go on a tear.
I gave Tinder Wolf, I said, I've got a list of single girlfriends, so why don't you get your list of single boyfriends, and we're going to put them all together.
What are you, in high school?
Oh, my God.
I just want everybody to be in a relationship.
Kelly celebrates weekly anniversaries. She wants to set up all her friends with his friends.
I want everybody to be in a relationship and be happy.
But what big thing happened over the week, over the weekend?
Oh, he met my parents.
That's whoa!
Right.
Yeah. My parents celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary Friday when I was flying back from Saturday.
When you guys are celebrating your 4-week anniversary, that's cute.
No, 4 weeks today for us. But my parents, they got married very young.
Yeah.
Had me at 19 and 21. That's how old they were. So everybody's like, your parents look so young. I was like, well, they are. And anyway, 50th wedding anniversary, my brother Ryan and I, Ryan and his wife Lori, and me and Tinder Wolf. I guess I could say it.
How'd it go?
It doesn't really matter. It went great. I mean, it was just, it was a formal little dinner, nice little steakhouse.
And what was
there? We all went back to the house, and all the kids were there and had brownies and dessert, and we played Heads Up.
Did Jerry Raspberry go easy on him?
Yeah.
What was their first impression of
him? I think he's very nice.
Yeah.
He's very handsome, of course.
He really is a nice dude.
He is.
Nice. Great guy. We've had beer together.
He came and picked Kelly up from the airport and actually got out of the car and waited for her.
Waited for me at baggage claim.
Oh.
That's
wow.
Jenna.
Make me come out to the sidewalk.
And this is Jenna's favorite thing. You know what he did? He picked up her luggage off the mat thing.
I'll tell you that.
My luggage. I said, that's why you have a boyfriend.
That's what dudes do, man.
Just my favorite. It's such a little thing, and I always made sure to tell that to him. Like, that's my favorite thing about a relationship is when the guy carries your bags, and then you can just walk. You can just walk without anything.
So
I shouldn't have had my girlfriend bring her bag up from the car to the hotel room on the fourth floor.
Oh.
And the elevator wasn't working.
You didn't do that, did you?
And the elevator wasn't working. Wow.
I bet you. Did you?
Well, I wasn't there at the moment when she got there. We got there at different times.
Well, if you weren't there, it's not.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
not your fault.
Yeah, could have met her, I guess.
We almost had a throwdown in the airport.
Drinking.
A throwdown in the airport?
Not really, but.
On the way out to Los Angeles, it was Time Change Sunday, and there was construction at the terminal. And when I walked, and I was cutting it close as it was, and when I walked in, the lines were outrageous. People forgot about the time change. Mm. It was chaos, and people's tempers were flaring. And when we got up, I said, there's no way I'm going to make this flight. And the guy says, give me your bags right now. He said, as long as I get them checked in 45 minutes before the flight takes off. That's how close I was cutting it.
Wow.
As long as I get them checked in, it's 45 minutes before takeoff. Your bags will make it, I hope. Checks us in. He's like, done. So then he's going to worry about everything else. The baggage conveyor stopped, and bags just started piling up. I'm like, there's no way. There's no way my luggage is going to make it, but that's okay. I got on the flight.
Okay.
Everything was fine. My bags made it. They were the first ones off the plane.
Now, if this is Kelly 6 months ago, Al.
They held the plane forever. I think because so many people were running late, they held the plane forever.
Al, if this is Kelly 6 months ago.
She's crying.
She's crying. The trip is ruined.
She's crying.
My week's going to be hell.
Yeah. And she'll tell everybody on the plane about it, on the PA.
Oh, yeah. So I was expecting that when I saw her walk in as they were closing the door, literally.
Yeah.
And she has a big smile on her face. I'm like, what is going on? And then she announces to the plane, my bags aren't going to make it to L.A. Oh, well. It's okay.
But on the way back, it was a different story. We left. We wrapped up filming Dish Nation and went straight to the airport because you don't know what traffic's going to be like.
Right.
We were there like 2.5 hours early.
Yeah.
And we go stand in line, and there's like two people working the desk, and there's one line. And so we get in the line, and then suddenly a woman walks up, and these people just
cut
line and go. Yeah.
Cannot stand cuts.
Oh. No, were they TSA pre-check?
No.
No, they just went up to the counter and started.
That's the biggest issue in LAX is it doesn't matter if you're first class, business class. They don't have a separate line.
But the lady's telling everybody, she told Kelly and I to go line up in the line.
In the single line.
And every person is lining up behind us. There's clearly a line of about 10 people by the time we're standing there. And these guys, dressed alike.
Like four or five of them. They're all wearing blue vests.
Dressed alike. All come up.
The blue vest.
Yeah, it was weird.
Go around the line. Obviously, excuse me. Go around the line and then just go to the desk.
Wow.
And we're all looking at each other
and, you know, JC and I, we're like second or third in line at that point. And this lady behind us, she was a Yankee. And she was not having it. Uh-uh. And she was started. This is not right. She started going on.
Yeah, you always need that person. You need that person.
Yeah, she was. You know, we want her to stand up.
The vocal one.
Because we're not going to say anything.
Somebody needs to.
So she goes and tells. She makes it loud. And she goes, "Excuse me, do you guys know you're cutting?" And the guy turns around and goes, "No, there's three lines." And she goes, "No, there's not." So she goes and gets the employee.
The lady that told us to get in one line.
She goes and gets the employee. And she goes, "Yeah, there's only one line." And even after the lady says there's one line, these guys don't go back to the line. And they get helped. The person actually helps them.
Wow. Yeah, that was the ticket taker's fault. She should not have done that.
So, okay, guy, you already won. You cut line. You didn't have to wait the 15 minutes that we had to wait. Good for you. As he's walking away, the lady goes, "I hope you're proud of your manners," or something like that.
Good.
As she should.
Good.
And the guy starts talking trash to this tiny 5'2" lady.
Wow.
Starts talking
He's
trash
like, I
to
hope
her.
You're on my plane so I can look at your face the whole flight. That's what he said to her.
And I'm sitting there going like, no way is this guy talking to her. So I'm like, hey, guy, shut up. Shut up.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, and he goes, what are you going to do? I'm like, no, I'm just telling you, shut up. You're talking to a lady. That's not how you talk to a lady. He goes, yeah, I'll see you up there, too.
Yeah, it's always like, JC turned around one time and said, shut up.
It's really awkward to get in a fight with someone in a line because then after the fight's over, you're still standing there.
Yeah, right. I don't want to lose my spot in line. Right. So
I was a little nervous, but I was like a little turned on by JC standing up for a random woman like that.
Can we save that?
Yeah, it was hot.
I'm sorry, Kelly, you were what?
A little turned on by the way you handled that situation.
Sure, there's two types
of
men.
JC, yeah.
Part of me was going, I hope he doesn't walk.
You don't want it to be, but it was like, JC's like, shut up. Shut up.
You shut up.
You should have done the forehead poke, you know?
Or headbutted him.
That would have escalated things.
Just the forehead.
The finger in the forehead.
Because as a guy, you got to start thinking ahead of like, oh, what if he does come
what if
over
something
here?
Goes down? He's got five buddies in blue vests, and it's just me.
But luckily, he took my advice and shut up.
We're good.
Everything's good. Oh, we did ask for callers.
I think I might need it, because even though I'm feeling okay about my...
Steven, you're a caller number 13. Congratulations. You just won Jenna.
Well, I want to hear a spiel.
How are you doing, Miss Jenna?
I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well.
All right.
Oh, I was listening to the show, and I heard that things didn't go well with your last boyfriend before your spring break.
Yeah, they didn't.
Sorry to hear about that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's disappointing, but it's all right.
So, what would you like to say to Jenna, Steve? Since you have opportunity.
I was going to say she seems like she's got some good qualities. She seems like she's pretty compatible with, and
okay.
She's compassionate and things that she do, and I can see that. And I would like to take her out and show her what a. Well, I think a real man should treat a woman.
All right, then. Where are you going to take her?
I'll take her wherever she wants to go. I'll take her to a Brazilian steakhouse. Take her to the time.
Ooh, a meat buffet.
Yeah.
He likes Brazilians, too.
A meat buffet.
Jenna gets a Brazilian, goes to the Brazilian steakhouse. Everything's good.
Hey, any type of international food, because I just got back from Germany because I was stationed out there.
International food?
Military, man.
You serve our country as well,
sir.
So you're
a traveler?
Steve, you're awesome.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
So you're a traveler?
I was when I was in the military, yes, ma'am. I was stationed out there, and I traveled pretty much like France, England.
Ooh.
They have some really nice places out there.
Yeah,
that's right here.
I heard it's in Europe.
My goal is that I want to retire out in Germany one day.
Mm-hmm. You ever been to Europe?
Yes, I was stationed in Europe.
Ow.
Sorry, Steve. We're not
right,
very well versed in geography.
I only have one question to weed out candidates. Are you married?
No, ma'am. I'm very single.
There you go.
All right, hold on for us, Steve.
I win.
All right.
Send us back on. Right. Back in a relationship.
Send us got a new boyfriend.
All right, I'll meet you in Munich. Okay.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I gotta listen to Kid Craddock, oh, and you can get your laugh on, listen to Kid Craddock, they could really use the listeners, I know it's hard, to remember sometimes, but you gotta keep your head up, and you can let your hair down, I'm just saying it's fine by me.
We've moved on over to the Burger King Breakfast Lounge with a guy who is basically part of the show now. I'd say he is the fifth member of our show.
I am the fifth member.
His album, Magazines or Novels, is on sale now. Make sure you pick it up. And his single, Honey, I'm Good, is that good. Andy Grammer in studio.
Yay,
with us.
Andy.
What's up, Andy?
How you doing?
Gosh, we haven't seen you in, like, a minute.
It's been a minute. Did you guys have a good break?
We do.
You obviously haven't taken a break. You're on tour right now.
You've been rolling around. This tour is so fun. You guys know Alex and Sierra?
Yeah, they were on X Factor, right?
X Factor, yeah.
And they sang that. I remember them singing that One Direction song.
Yes, they're
really slowed down.
Great covers. They're awesome.
So there's only one girl on the tour?
One girl. Well,
yes,
yeah, it's
the
her.
Good guys and a girl.
Yeah,
tour.
Two guys and girls. So Sierra, there's a lot of dudes on this bus.
Poor girl.
Yeah. I bet it smells. What does it smell like?
Well, I have a terrible sense of smell, so I'm not sure. But I've heard.
But you have rules on the road because we're thinking about doing a morning show road trip.
On a bus?
And we're like, there have to be, especially bathroom rules, right? I mean, you've been a professional on the road.
Totally
what are the
tour bus rules?
Yeah.
No, number two. People that come on and like, oh, I got to go. You're like, you can't go. You know, the way it works is the bus driver sleeps all day and then at night they drive through the night. So if you ask them to stop, it's like not cool.
I saw on Twitter, you got a lot of fan mail.
Sure.
You read every single one?
I do.
Every single.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. If you get, like, because usually if someone takes the time to write, a handwritten letter at this point in history, it's pretty intense. So I do. They hand it to me during the show, like, all the meet and greets and stuff, and I go backstage and I read them all. And they're incredible. Man, it's nuts. Like, especially because if it's, like, a song like Keep Your Head Up or other ones where they're, like, they've used it for some sort of crazy reason, you know, like, in their life, it's, like, really helped them. It's amazing.
Anyone stick out in your mind? Any letter?
Yeah. Like, I'll get this girl, you know, people tell me on more than once, this is insane. We're going to get heavy for a second.
Okay, that's fine.
Sure.
That, like, they'll be in a situation where they're done with life.
Yeah.
And they're, like, ready to stop. And then, because it's almost like sometimes, I don't know if you guys know, like, the radio, a song will hit you off the radio and you'll be like, whoa, someone's speaking to me right now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so you have a song like Keep Your Head Up or some of the other ones that are like, wow, someone's telling me right now in this moment that I should, like, not do this.
Right.
You're like, whoa.
You've had a couple of those?
I've got a couple of those.
Yeah.
Well,
like, I was driving on a bridge and I was done. Like, it was over. I was ready to be done. I was, like, in my head, ready to be done. And Keep Your Head Up came on and I was like, all right, I'll stay.
Wow. That, I mean, like, that feeling hit me when I heard, whoa, I'm in love with a stripper.
That one got you the same way. And you're like, that's what I've been feeling.
Yeah.
And you nailed it.
Because I was dating a stripper and he's about to break up with her. And then the song came
and
on.
I'm like, I'm in love.
No, but I am in love with this stripper.
It made me realize.
You know what? Yeah.
Do you ever get, like, creepy mail, though? Like, with pictures in it?
I don't get too much of that. My fans are usually pretty sweet. What's amazing to me is when they want like, I have terrible handwriting. Like, the worst. But they'll want, a lot of people lately want me to write out my lyrics and then they want to get that tattooed.
Oh, which
is so humbling and also like, you want, my handwriting's really bad. Like, it's bad. You won't even be able to tell what it is. And they're like, that's what I want. So I write out the lyric, I give it to them, and then they come to a show. Like last night, somebody came to a show.
Oh,
and
my
gosh. We always find our way back home and my handwriting on their arm. It's like, holy crap. That's incredible. I have the sweetest fans ever. It's really great.
Will you perform a song for us, please, Andy?
Let's do it.
What are you going to sing for us?
Let's do this one's Honey, I'm Good.
Oh, the
man,
single.
This has been awesome. Yeah, my new single. I'm super excited.
And the video's so fun.
Isn't the video fun?
Love it.
It's freaking sweet.
Yeah, watch the video. It's real couples, right?
It's real couples going from like a couple months all the way to like 70 years of marriage. They're all lip syncing and holding up how long they've been together for.
That's awesome.
Freaking adorable. It's outrageous. Here we go.
This is Andy Grammer in the Burger King Breakfast Lounge with Honey, I'm Good.
It's been a long night here and a long night there, and these long, long legs, damn, they're everywhere. Hold up now, you look good, I will not lie. If you ask
where I'm staying tonight. I gotta be like, oh, baby, no, baby. You got me all wrong, baby. My baby's already got all of my love. So, no, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I'll stay true. Now better men than me have failed, drinking from that unholy grail. Now check it out, I got her and she got me, and you got that ass, but I can't leave. I gotta be like, oh baby, no baby, you got me all wrong, baby. My baby's already got all of my love. So no, no, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. If I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got a bid you adieu to another. I'll stay true. Have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home, and if I stay, I might not leave alone. No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I gotta bid you adieu to another. I'll stay true.
Grammar.
It's so fun watching you perform.
Right.
Like your whole body is just like,
I
all
mean,
over
yeah,
it.
You're gonna do it. I mean, you even do it early in the morning, you're doing that, you know?
It's pretty early. A good mood. It really does.
When are you going to get a break? Because I know we asked you this around Christmas time, and you're still working.
We're kind of going. Right now, I honestly don't want one. All shows almost have been sold out so far. A lot of them have been sold out. So, like, I don't want to stop. Right. It's so fun.
When
to
you get
go on stage for like an hour and a half and just like have everybody be pumped is that's my.
Yeah, because you see artists that come in and they're like, oh, man, I'm touring and I'm tired. But you like
dude,
gigging.
It is so awesome right now. We got, like, dance moves.
Dance moves?
We've added in a couple little,
you
like,
break
two-step
out choreography?
Moves. We're having so, like, it's so much fun. Right
how does that
now.
Happen when you guys come up with dance moves? Because I'm sure it's, like, subtle, but it looks really cool because everybody's
subtle.
Doing it.
I got, like, a looper pedal that I bring out and we all, like, throw down on it. Like, this show in particular has been the most fun that I've ever had.
That's great.
So, like, white people dancing or real dancing?
Well, I have black people in my bands.
Andy, will you perform one more song for us?
Sure. What should we do here? Let's see. This is about how long girls take to get ready. Did I do this one last time?
No.
All right. Do you take a long time to get ready?
Who doesn't?
Eh? You?
Only if I've showered.
If you showered, then it does take like a long
hair.
Time. The hair takes a while. Yeah.
So today, no.
I was at a wedding with my wife, and she was taking so damn long that we're gonna miss the wedding. I was super pissed off. Like, I wrote this out of anger. It's sweet.
How long?
It sounds so happy already.
It was sweet. Okay. It comes across sweet. But I was like, yo, seriously? We're going to miss the wedding.
This is Andy's hate song towards his wife.
So the problem is with guys, yeah, like, they take so freaking long. You're standing at the door and you're pissed off. And then they come out and they look hot. So you're, like, confused. You're, like,
am I turned
angry,
on? Am I angry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing the time that it's taken for you to come out here. Don't know what you're doing there. There's only so many ways you can change how light will hit your face, or how you can fix your hair. 'Cause you only got two eyes, two lips so wide. It shouldn't really take long at all.
But when you finally smile, 'cause it's just right. Well, damn, you look beautiful. You take forever, ever, ever, ever. But you're always worth waiting for, yeah. You take forever, ever, ever, ever. Yeah, yeah. I guess I'll wait a little more. I know it's time I realize I'm gonna be spending half my life, yeah, with my back up against the door. 'Cause you take forever, ever, 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 ever. But you're always worth waiting for, yeah. And you lie through your teeth when you try to convince me that you'll be out less than five. 'Cause we both know that the only way you will ever leave is if I set this whole place on fire. You already said you had the perfect dress, so why you gotta try more? No matter how late it gets, I must confess, damn, you look beautiful. You take forever, ever, ever, ever. But you're always worth waiting for, yeah. You take forever, ever, ever, ever. I guess I'll wait a little more. Now I know it's time I realize I'm gonna be spending half my life, yeah, with my back up against the door. 'Cause you take forever, ever, 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 ever. But you're always worth waiting for.
That was awesome.
I love that song.
If I could hit the high notes, that would be my next karaoke song. Yeah. I love that.
See, that's a trick, though. You got to compliment her after you're nagging
absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But I picture Andy sitting on the couch at his house going, "You take forever, ever, ever."
Yeah.
That's great.
But we had my guitar player's wife is like, she's like, "Football games take forever, ever."
How much longer can people catch you on the Good Guys and a Girl tour? How much longer is
all
that
way
go?
Through April? It's a really fun show.
Oh,
yeah, I think there's still a couple tickets left.
Yeah, and the album is called Magazines or Novels. That's on sale.
Yeah,
you can pick that up for sure. And his single, Honey, I'm Good.
Honey, I'm good.
Watch the video too. Seriously, watch the video. It's so good.
So, Honey, I'm Good. Just basically being like, you know, if a girl's talking to you after a show, you're like, you're super hot, and I'm good. Like, I'm good. Thank you. I'm taken. Bye bye.
I'm taken.
And I was talking to Lance Bass in LA about it, and he was like, "Oh, I don't need to say Honey, I'm good. I just say Honey, I'm gay." Like, yes, that's amazing. There's like an amazing Weird Al version of this song.
Yeah,
it's just like all the smoking hot guys in LA being like, nah, honey, I'm gay.
Andy Grammer, everybody.
Kelly, Al, JC, and Jenna are back. The Kid Kranick Morning Show.
Yeah, Mondays are a drag.
Yeah, buddy.
And now you gotta go back to work, go back to school. You get a little depressed by like 8 p.m. on Sunday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in order to get your Monday going a little bit better, why don't we tell a couple jokes I found from my emails that I get?
Really?
Good idea, JC.
All right. Get ready to laugh.
I subscribe to joke websites, and I found a couple that made me chuckle.
All right, come on.
I'm ready for you to start writing your own.
Oh, Al.
Yeah.
A man assaulted me with milk, cream, and butter. How dare he?
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Hey, Kelly. Thanks, Kelly. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the guy who had his whole entire left side cut off?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he's all right now.
And we laughed all night to the best joke ever.
Yeah. Feeling better on your Monday? I am.
Is this pun.com?
No.
Is that a pun? That's not even a pun.
That's one of my pun websites.
Is it corny.com?
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Pun of the day.
It was?
Real quick, everybody's filling out their NCAA Final Four brackets. Jenna, who do you got?
Oh my gosh. I don't. Who's in it? No. I guess. Okay, I'm just going to go with the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say, like, who's going to win it all?
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Of course, they went undefeated. Al, who do you got?
LSU, dog. Come on, man.
I'm thinking San Diego State is going to come up and win this. Kelly, who you got?
I don't know. How does this work?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.